For the second time in as many days, the North Bay Battalion and Barry Colts met on the ice. After a 5-2 victory for the Colts in Barry on Saturday, the Colts took the second game 3-1, this time in North Bay. Similar, Olean said on both games. Our best periods were our first. We really came out hard today. I really loved our first period. I would argue it was one of our best of the year. In saying that, when you play a really good hockey team, it's only a matter of time before they get going, and they got going in the second. The penalties seemed to really killed our momentum, and just really hard to play that way against a really mature, older good hockey team. I give them a lot of credit, but we're right there with them. Lots of positives too. After a nice video tribute for Dallin Wakely, the former battalion superstar playing in his first game at Memorial Gardens since his trade to the Colts for Shamar Moses and draft picks, it was a bit of a rude welcome for Barry in the first. Although there was no score, North Bay looked to sufficiently outchance the Colts by outshooting them 18-4 in the period. In the second, the battalion ran into some penalty trouble. Late in the period, after killing off a cross-checking penalty to Ethan Procizin, Procizin stepped out of the penalty box and played the puck with one foot still in the box, resulting in another penalty. On the ensuing Barry power play, Wakely, 15, made Troops fans miss him even more as he one-timed the puck past Mike McKiver to give Barry the lead. It was 1-0 Colts after the second. In the third, it was more Wakely, 16, as the former battalion star potted his second of the game. This time a Barry player crashed the North Bay net and McKiver made the initial save, but the puck sat in the blue paint long enough for Wakely to streak in and tap it home. The goal came 1:42 into the period. 20 seconds later, the battalion answered. This time it was local product Breer Long, 1, who dragged the puck into Colts territory, threw it to the end boards, and it bounced it off the back of netminder Ben Rebick to cut the score to 2-1. Late in the third, with McKiver pulled, Zach Weigel, 6, capped off the scoring on an empty net to make the final 3-1. Wakely, who was drafted by North Bay in the second round of the 2020 All Priority Selection, 30th overall, finished his homecoming with 2 goals and taking home the game's first star. A fitting return for arguably one of the most beloved battalion stars since the team moved from Brampton. I liked how last night we kept him off the score sheet, didn't love how today he got the Dallin Wakely show, Olean chuckled. I'm looking forward to seeing him now, say hi to him and catch up a bit. He's a special player to all of us here in the organization, especially us as coaches and our staff. We're wishing him a lot of luck, just not against us anymore. From a coaching perspective, planning out a way to play a former player like Wakely can be tricky, according to Olean. You've got to be careful. You let it be a little bit. You know what he's capable of, and you don't want to focus in on that because you can overkill it and other guys can hurt you. He's turned into a really good hockey player. He's going to go pro and play in the NHL for sure, and I'm looking forward to seeing that happen one day. On the flip side, Moses has turned himself into a great player already for North Bay with still plenty of runway to go. Moses scored a goal in his return to Barry on Saturday. You look at his age, we're going to have Shamar for a few years to come. He's elite. He played really well last night and outstanding today, had lots of chances. He's grown so much already in just a couple of months of having him. Looking forward to seeing what he's going to turn into as a mature guy in this league. The Troops have a busy week ahead of them to try and get back into the win column. It starts on Tuesday for a New Year's Eve battle with the Kitchener Rangers before welcoming the Peterborough Petes to town on Thursday and then traveling to Sudbury for a dance with the Wolves Friday. I think the players and everybody likes playing games, explained Olean. There's some good teachable time tomorrow, there's no high school, so we get the players in for video and practice. Play, reset, play again. I think the players love doing that. Just have to make sure we control our energy, sleep and nutrition, and we should be fine.